off of a rebound.
And shot right back out by the Bulldogs. Captain Watson goes down, makes a play, but sends it over. Clark will intercept, brings it across for Ferris State. Shot by Hetz. Nice save, rebound scored! Hetz with a hard shot and the rebound off of Redmond's nice save. Put in, and the Huskies are back down two goals.
Well, you look at that goal, Coach. It was a left pad or left skate saved by Redmond, and it came out, and there was nobody in front of him other than Ferris State, it looked like.
Yeah, and what happened there, we did the same thing at Bemidji a week ago. We over-pursued on the back check. It was a three-on-three rush. On that, you have to sort out who has who on the rush. There's no set formula to it, although you'd like the D taking the two guys going to the net and the forward taking the, you know, the trailing guy. And what happened there was Joel went and we two-on-one, the guy driving the net. When the rebound came out, we both went to the guy that was driving the net, and it left the third man all alone cruising in, and he just slapped it in the open net. Same thing happened a week ago in Bemidji.
Right. Tyler Andrew gets his third of the season. Hetz took the big windup from the point. Clark gets an assist on that. That at the 18:09 mark, and now you go back into the second intermission, still down by two, but the Huskies weren't ready to give up. At the 11:28 mark, Mark Ock gets a great goal to make it a one-goal game again.
Bulldogs, there it is right there. Mark Ock will chip it up now, and he's got Gary going. Gary's got Leibinger. Back now for Mark Ock. He'll shoot. Scores! What a play by the Huskies! A drop pass, and Mark Ock wristed it past. Capital Master, we got a one-goal game, 3-2.
I thought the important part of this goal, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is just the way Gary really kind of sold the fact that he was either going to shoot it or pass it to, I can't remember who was on the far side streaking down the middle instead of dropping it back, but he did drop it back.
Yeah, and the good thing about that, Mel really wants our D to get active in the offense, but he wants them to do it from a more defensive posture so that they're joining the rush. And that started out with Mark Ock starting the rush and dished it over to Gary and then was banging his stick like crazy to get that pass back once they bit on Gary going wide and taking that wide speed to the net. Chris made a nice pass back to Ocker, and he had a lot of time on that odd man rush. He had a lot of time to get a good look, and again was able to beat Capel Master blocker side. It was a great shot, and it got us right back in the game and got some excitement on our bench.
What happened on that too, Coach? Because that was one of the only times I noticed Capel Master looking small in the net. He just looked small. Was he screened on the play too?
Well, what we had, like you said, we had a guy driving wide going to the far post. It went once I went to the right to Gary, we had a guy driving the left far post, and that kept Capel Master back in the net. It kept him, and you look small when you're back in the net. And then what happened there also is that it wasn't a quick pass where the goaltender can get there, and it's just a timing thing where Ock got the puck in his stick and held it. And he's got outstanding creativity and patience and held it. And Capel Master then, it froze him. He didn't know, when is the puck coming? When's the shot coming? Is he going to go one way? Is he going to give it back to Gary the other way? And like you said, then it was just a matter of he got tiny in there and was back in the crease, and we were able to score on it.
And nice to see Mark Ock shoot, because I know you guys have been telling him shoot more instead of making those passes when he has the opportunity to shoot.
Yeah. A week ago, he passed it. He had it all alone in front of the net, and which I thought was a good play, although Gould was covered, but he dished it because Bitzer came way out on him. This time he just said, okay, I'm gonna shoot it, and he scored.
So we weren't able to come back, though. We get the goaltender pulled, but again, a nice job, I thought, by Corey Mackin on faceoffs at the end of that game with the draws down inside of the Ferris State zone. We couldn't get possession.
Yeah, that line's going to make that team dangerous in the playoffs. Like right now, there's some teams that make you nervous going into the playoffs. And Mackin and Mayhew. Mayhew's a 120-point guy. Yeah. I mean, Mayhew's a hockey player. He's going to be a good pro hockey player. He plays it, you know, maybe a little grittier than Alex Patan, but the same type of game as Alex Patan, and maybe a little bit better playmaker, maybe a little bit less skill in the shooting department. But they're going to be good, and they have good goaltending. And that line, when they're on the ice, I mean, they chewed us up Saturday on the power play. Just given those little tight little plays where you just let up just for a quick second. We'll get to that when we talk about Saturday night. But that line's tough to contain. They have great skill and great creativity.
Final shots, though, in the third period, 16-6 in favor of the Huskies, 41-19 after quite a performance by Kapellmeister.
Yeah, and he charged out on everything. We didn't make him move very much in the hockey game. I think we had one play that stands out to me where we threw the puck to Smitty going to the net. I think it was Les Bronson threw the puck in the first period to Smitty, and Smitty got his stick on it, and Kapellmeister came across and blocked it big with his body. But other than that, he didn't have to move very much, and I think we'll get into it. I think it led to a nice goal we got in the power play on Saturday night where he's just said, hey, these guys just shoot. I don't have to worry about anything else, and we were able to get a backdoor goal against them on the power play.
Huskies
Saturday.
Were 1-for-5 on the power play. The Bulldogs were 1-for-4 on the man advantage on Friday night. And the final score, 3-2 in favor of FSU. So the Huskies had some work to do if they were going to win the McGinnis Cup, and we'll tell you what they did to win that when we come back with Saturday nights. Again, you can get your question in for Coach Sean, DJ at themix93.com. The Mel Pearson Show continuing right after these.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Do you hear it? For some, the sound is clear. It's that distant awakening warrior call that spurs you on to action. It pushes you to become more than you, your friends, your coach, or family ever imagined. But wait. Is nagging foot pain fading your resolve? Don't surrender. Dr. Reminga at Northern Foot Care Center hears your warrior call. He's ready to tackle your foot pain head on. Today is not the day for failure. We've got this. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
Tax time is here. Let the tax professionals at Lake County prepare and e-file your income tax return. The Affordable Care Act, identity theft, the Earned Income Credit, and education credits are just a few of the reasons you need the services of the tax professionals at Lake County. Lake County will ensure that you receive all of the credits and deductions that you are entitled to. Lake County is ready to relieve the stress related to tax preparation. Call 482-2370. That's 482-2370. Lake County, located 1 mile west of the Copper Country Mall, Houghton.
Hey sports fans, Sully again from the Campus Store asking you to show your home team pride by shopping at University Images or the Campus Store here at Michigan Tech or at bookstore.mtu.edu. You don't have to take my word about our quality sportswear. In fact, here's what Blizzard had to say about it. Absolutely, Blizzard. I couldn't have said it better myself. We do have fresh athletic apparel sporting the new logo coming out all the time. Support the home team and show your Husky pride. Stop in today or visit us online as we are your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Assistant Coach Joe Sean filling in for Mel today, and we're moving on to Saturday night's victory for Michigan Tech. How about the crowds, Joe? It's so much fun. I mean, we always have good crowds at the McGinnis these days, but I know Winter Carnival, it's something special how packed it is in there.
Yeah, it is, and it's amazing how many people I talk to just come up for the, you know, come up for the Zach Fredrickson was outside the locker room on Saturday night. I mean, people love Winter Carnival. People from Marquette, where you know, where I've spent a lot of time, love Winter Carnival. They're over here. I go to the all-nighter, and I see people from there at it. So it's a great environment. But you know what? Every game I've been here has been absolutely tremendous at home. You just get that energy from our crowd. It's not like that. I can tell you people firsthand, and those that travel with us, we travel so well as a fan base. They see it. There's nothing in this league like the environment that we have here. I enjoy every time I come to a game. My family loves coming to every game. It's just a great night out.
It really is, and the Huskies got a lead in the game. A fluky goal, but we'll take it because we haven't had too many of those this year yet. And Michigan Tech gets a chance to get a lead, which was nice. And here it was. In fact, I didn't even see it go in, as you'll tell by my call.
He get a piece of it. Now knocked down by Maloney. Coming down one-on-one shot. Big save. Rebound is there. And well defended by Hannah. Nice save by Redmond. And then getting the guy coming in late was Hannah. Score! Oh, it's dumped in! And the Huskies take a 1-0 lead.
Well, being a former goaltender yourself, Joe, explain that one to us.
Well, I didn't see it either. I was talking to those guys on the bench. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of irony in that. Mel was in the locker room before the game, and Mel and I are different in many ways. And one of the ways is he talked about all morning about if we could just get those easy goals. And we were watching NHL games In the afternoon there while we're meeting and things in the afternoon, and we're watching all these goals going from behind the net on people, and I'm telling Mel, yeah, but you got to realize you're watching highlights. You should come from a bunch of games. Yeah, but I just wish we could get one of those goals. You know, a week ago in Bemidji, they flipped a puck in, and Angus tried to catch it and kind of put it in our net. Teams are getting those, you know, against us. You see those goals, and we don't get a lot of them, but we got one on and then Mel went straight down to me and punched me in the shoulder and said, that's what we needed. We just needed – I mean, that got him fired up. We just need that ugly goal. We needed one of those, you know. So we were looking at them, and we ended up getting one, and it got us off to the races.
So looking at the replay, it didn't look like it was redirected at all off of a stick. Did he?